Let's pray. But you know, I get real serious about healing, right? To me, this is a major thing, not only in my life, but I believe in the life of the church and what the needs are. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for today. Thank you for answering our questions, Holy Spirit, about healing. You've got everything that there is to know about healing, Lord, and instruction about healing, about receiving, about ministering, about living in divine health. You've got it all, and it's all contained in your word. Open our eyes, our minds, our hearts this morning, and reveal, Lord, to us what we need to have. I'm going to let you lead today, and this be your direction totally. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I don't have any planned direction this morning. I didn't set up, you know, I was praying about this, and I did not set up a regular monologue-type class for today. And here's the reason why. I believe the Lord wants to lead this, because the dynamics of healing class for the next 4 weeks are going to be different. We're going to have less people, and it's going to be more intimate and more relational, I guess is the best way to put this. So what I want to do is, I want to hear from you what you're looking for today. Hi, John.
Hi.
What are you looking for? Do we need to do some Q&A? Do we need to do some practical? Do we need to do some counseling? Do we need to do, what do we need to do? You know, do we need to tackle things in the heart? Well, we're going to go in the Word, and we're going to deal with it, but let's talk about it. I would rather have a conversational day today as a class than I would do a monologue. Now, I'm prepared. I can do a monologue. I can do it right now. But what I feel like the Lord is giving me today for you that are here is let's have some conversation, okay? Johnny, would you mind grabbing one of the high chairs out of the next room for me, the video room?
Would you like me to take that out of here too? Yeah.
No, it's fine. It does feel a little crowded in here, but it's okay. All right, so let me hear from you. John,
yeah.
What's on your mind about healing?
Both practical, I have some pain in my leg and stuff. Some of it is from bursitis. Some of it is from a ligament that I pulled recently. That's
sticking. Okay.
It's time healing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is healing.
Okay.
Yeah. Then some, not so much physical, but like marital healing, healing our relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So did you have? You said bursitis and pain and stuff. Did you have a medical diagnosis? Or?
Oh, yeah, I had a bursitis. Yeah, I broke my foot when I was probably about 8.
Okay.
But it wasn't diagnosed as a broken foot. It was a sprained ankle, so it sort of healed on its own.
Yeah.
And I limped around for the entire summer. And it wasn't until years later that they said, when they took an x-ray for something else.
You had a break.
They said, when did you break your foot? And I said, I never did, but I know. told them what I did when I was 8 years old. I jumped off my grandparents' porch. They had this high porch in West Virginia. And I fell wrong. I landed wrong,
That
was the beginning, yeah. So.
Okay, so you got diagnosed with bursitis and you have pain in your ankle, your leg?
Yeah.
Just the one leg.
Yeah, just the right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it flares up.
And flares up and it goes. All right. Now, do you all see how I'm asking John about this? You know, I'm not diving in right now. Oh, let's go get you healed. Let's just take care of this, you know. Do you know why I'm doing this? Anybody? Why am I doing this? Why am I asking him questions?
To find out what's in his heart.
Find out what's in his heart, yeah. That's part of this. And what did you discover from listening?
Well, you just asked open-ended questions.
Uh-huh.
to find out what was going on with him.
Uh-huh.
And the source of what was going on.
Okay.
As he knows it.
All right. And what did you hear? What did you hear? What did you pick up?
That he has an injury from when he was little, mm-hmm. and he's carrying it around now.
Yep. And it's causing pain, mm-hmm. from years ago. And he has a medical diagnosis that brought this to the limelight. Okay, so that medical diagnosis is never going to give you ever best case. They're always, always going to give you worst case, no matter what. Part of that is CYA or CYB. Cover your butt. Okay? Well, it is. I know that's the legalities of it.
Yeah.
With malpractice insurance and everything else. They're doing this to cover themselves. It's really not about us. And so when you hear a negative, really, doctor's report, and you've got pain associated with that report, or you've been dealing with it for a long time, and the pain is, bursitis, my understanding of bursitis is it's a lot like arthritis.
Yeah.
But it's not a permanent feeling, correct?
No, it comes and goes.
Got the same kind of like sandpaper inside, rough area. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, now you see, I'm still working with John on this, right? And sometimes there's a time to just dive in and just deal with it. Other times there's a time to sit and talk and get some background and what somebody believes. Now, you believe that Jesus heals today, right, John?
Yeah.
And you know that to be a fact, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
Do you have any scriptures that you're standing on?
Not any particular scripture.
Okay.
Not
I'm going to ask you to adopt mm-hmm. a scripture for you about healing that is, it's yours. You own it, and it is your, where you're going to plant your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Just like planting a tree, you're going to plant your faith right there in that ground of that scripture, and you're going to allow that tree to grow, take root and grow and produce fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. And we're going to pray for you today anyway.
Okay.
All right. Because I expect you to be healed today.
Okay.
Do you have pain today?
No, I had a little bit yesterday, but I was walking a lot. And
all right.
And usually it comes and goes. It's a little bit worse in the fall and damper weather. But if I do a lot of walking, I walk probably about 10 miles.
A lot of walking.
Yeah, with my job and with working outside in the yard. Because I have about 2 acres to take care of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so when you do a lot of walking, you don't have as much pain.
No, usually when I relax, then, after, doing a lot of walking, then the pain will sometimes come.
Then the inflammation starts.
Yeah, inflammation, uh-huh.
Now, inflammation, many times, y'all hearing this, is a source of a lot of what we deal with, because it's kind of the background of many times, and I'm talking specifically with pain issues. And when you're dealing with a pain issue, you want to, when you're praying for somebody and you're taking authority in an area, whatever it is, the ideal is first to deal with the pain. Get the pain gone. Just get it gone, take care of it, get it dealt with, because anybody that gets the pain instantly gone is going to be able to receive much easier, in another area, whether it's a cancer, whether it's a something broken, whatever it might be. So, if you think first, get the pain gone. Now, this goes for you too. When you're dealing and working with yourself, just get the pain gone. Start there. Don't try to eat the whole elephant in one bite, okay? Eat one bite at a time. Right? Okay. All right. Now, y'all picking up anything else from what John's description is? This is a good example, John. Thanks for sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Rob, how about you?
I was focused mainly on the inflammation part, because I've dealt with some of that. The two issues I deal with ongoing. This is the first full year I've ever had, period, where I haven't had like the flu or anything.
Praise God.
The year of the pandemic.
Praise God.
I didn't get sick.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I am continued to deal with battle anxiety and autoimmune, they think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was when he said inflammation, I was thinking about that because there's like a theory that that might be part of what's going on with me, but I was just sort of just trying to listen for tips and tricks.
Okay. Mainly. That's why I want to just conversation and let's talk today. Yeah. Autoimmune, dealing with autoimmune systems is a different, kind of a different venue. And we'll go there if you want to in a little bit. All right? Okay. Anybody else pick up anything? Johnny? From what John described here.
I missed the first part when he described what was going on because I was in the room, so I don't...
Got it. Okay. Thanks for getting him in the chair.
It was the most I could do.
You're a blessing. If you hang with him too long, his sense of humor is really going to rub off.
Or rub you wrong.
It's good. It's good. Okay. Do we have anything else we're dealing with in here that we want to talk about? Or anything that we don't maybe understand right now in your own personal situation and or something else, maybe somebody you've ministered to?
I could speak to what I'm going through right now. I think it's
sure
something a lot of people go through when you have something going on for a period of time and you pray, you hear the Lord, you speak the things the Lord says to speak over it, and the thing continues to still be there. You know, what do you do in those circumstances? Personally, I just keep standing and keep listening because maybe he's showing me something else through it also, but maybe there's more to that that you want to
could
touch
be
on to help, because I'm sure lots of people go through that.
Absolutely. And when you're speaking and you're not seeing results.
Even though you're hearing what to say.
Yeah. Your ears are hearing and you're hearing results, but you're also dealing with and looking at whatever it might be. And let me give you an example for me. My blood pressure over the past few days has spiked again. I was doing really, really well. My blood pressure went out the roof. Just like today it was. Like, holy moly. Now, what is going on here? You know, I haven't heard from the Lord yet, but I will. And what I have, and this is why I recommend getting a word, what word you're standing on and plant your faith on. Lord gave me a word. I mean, not only the scripture, but he gave me a word with that scripture about the victory I have, and I'm going through all the way where this is already done, and he said, you're more than a conqueror through me who loves you, and you've got the victory, and I'm going to walk you through to it. Now, if you have a word to stand on with the word of God that's alive to you, you know what? You're going to see results. Now, I fully expect to see results again and continue on there. Now, I will tell you that there are factors in this, and this is going to be with anybody, okay? There could be some demonic. You know, the enemy is, at times, got an open door to manipulate our bodies. I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're not above it, and he does sneak in. At times, he just sneaks in. Now, for me, it was by stress. Self-induced. And, that was an open door, and I got demonic, and I got self-induced stress, caused my blood pressure to go wacko. Now, I know that. I know those things. Those are real. Did I get a doctor's opinion? Yes. But I told him, I said, I'm not going to stay on pills the rest of my life. It isn't going to happen. And he said, I agree. Let's get you off. So, we, the Lord and I, are working through this, and I'm going to continue on. If you deal with something, it doesn't mean it might not come back sometime. It might not be, you might not get prodded with it, or you might induce it yourself, or you might just say, I don't need to stand, or whatever it might be. If we're going to stand, we're going to stand on a foundation that is solid in Jesus Christ and what he's accomplished. That's it. And we're going to believe God, and then we're going to do the work of making our bodies submit to the Word. Correct? While using our authority, the confession of our faith, and making this faith stand. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the self?
Lord.
Lord! And the power or the ability of his might, the strength of his might, his whole ability. Be strong in him and what he has not in us and our own understanding, because we're so finite. Do we all miss it and mess up? Sure we do. Absolutely. Me too. Okay? I've had a lot of success, but I am not perfect. I teach this because... Why do I teach this, Jackie?
Because you believe it.
Well, yeah. Why else?
Because you're an expert at it.
No, I'm not an expert at it. I teach it because it's the truth.
Oh, it is the truth.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I teach it because it's the truth.
And it's worked for
you. And I have crawled up to the pulpit. Many of you know this. I've crawled up there feeling bad, real bad. And yet, you know what? I will not give in. I will not give in, and I will not quit. Period. Now, my wife knows that. So, we have a mindset in here, right? As we're walking these things through, like Johnny's walking through with the area of his thumb, the joints. Like you've been walking through. You're seeing success, Rob. You've been pressing in and seeing success. How about you, Jackie?
Well, I just recently had a knee replacement.
Yeah?
And I fought with it for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, it was longer than that. And it was self-induced because I danced all my life. I was very active with my legs and my body and very hard on my legs. And so I felt condemned because I knew it was my fault. And every morning I'd get up and go, and know I was healed. And go through the day and walk my 10,000 steps at work. And by the time I was driving home, I was going, I'm getting the surgery. I can't take it anymore. And then in the morning, I'd wake up and go, no, I'm already healed. And then by the end of the day, it was like, I can't do this anymore.
Okay.
I can't walk anymore. I'm in so much pain.
Okay.
So I finally had it done.
Okay.
And I'm so glad I did.
Okay.
Because I can walk my 10,000 steps, my feet kind of hurt, but my knee doesn't hurt anymore. But still that condemnation of knowing that you did it to yourself and the disappointment of believing and standing and not, you know, and then not getting the results.
So you got condemnation for doing it yourself and you got condemnation that you put on yourself for not performing well enough to receive your healing.
Yes, and I realized that was all ridiculous.
And yeah, and why was it ridiculous?
Well, because he's already done it.
Yes.
And he's already done it, and he wants me healed no matter which way I go.
All right, now when you go to the Word, what does the Word say about condemnation?
He said, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
What does that mean to you?
That means that I am not condemned. God loves me just the way I am. And that is a lie from the enemy.
Romans 8:1, and is also a lie that we do to ourselves.
Right. It's just from the past.
It really doesn't come from the enemy. It comes from us.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
It is.
So, you're learning.
Right.
Good. Good.
It's the past.
And it's what you allow to shake your stand. It's what you allow to move you off. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of His might. Romans 8:1 is true. Period. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Period.
Period. There's a period right after that. Yes, I know.
So,
I still felt it though.
When we condemn ourselves for maybe not receiving right away or not hearing right away or not, you know what, we're wrong and we're doing it to ourselves. The enemy doesn't need any help with that.
No, you're right.
And all that does is hold us back from receiving our healing. It's kind of like, okay, I'm going to condemn myself for not receiving. Then I'm going to hold myself back from not receiving because I'm condemning myself. And I'm paying a penalty. Condemnation is a penalty.
Right.
It's a penalty we pay. And the penalty's already been paid. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Anything else? Want to cover any other ground? Any questions?
No, I have another issue.
All right.
All right. It has to do with the heart and memories of your past.
Memories of the past.
Memories of the past. And it's like...
Healing. Okay.
Because what happens is, in the past, every time I would move, I'd be sick.
Every time you'd move...
To a different house?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because of the stress and the anxiety and the dust and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So
you built an expectation of faith...
around...
in getting sick from moving.
Right.
I did the same thing with colds and sinus infections. That every time I would go outside during a certain part of the year, I would get hit with a sinus infection or a cold every time. And I developed an expectation by faith that I was going to have a cold or a sinus infection during that part of the year. Mm-hmm. And when I realized that, I dealt with it. I had to.
And I'm dealing with it now. Dealing with it now because I'm moving.
All the way. How do you deal with it?
I deal with by meditating on His Word.
Good. Let's talk about how we deal with an expectation, a negative expectation of something happening. You've come out of a lot of that.
I was going to say, isn't that what anxiety is? The wrong expectations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's anxiety is worry. Actually, it's worry. It's a what if.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't work out? What if it doesn't happen right? What if I don't get healed? What if I don't see the end of it? What if something else happens? What if it all gets piled on me? What if, what if, what if? And it's that's anxiousness.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, be anxious for nothing. Or actually, Paul wrote it in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious, be anxious, be worried, and be fretful in the Greek for nothing. And this is easy to say. But everything by prayer and supplication or petition, let your request be made, everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God will put a guard around your mind and heart, your heart and mind, through Christ Jesus. That takes some practice. That isn't like somebody can just say it to you and it happens. How do you practice getting the Word in you? I'm going to deviate for a minute. Let's use this one, okay? 1 Peter 2:24. Everybody can say that, right? Go ahead and say it.
By your stripes, by His stripes you were healed.
Okay. There's more, but yes. Go ahead. That's the main thing that we all say.
I don't think memorize either. I just know what it's about.
For He Himself...
Which version do you want that in?
For He Himself... bore our own sins in His body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. All right. Now, I want you to think about this scripture for a moment. I want you to meditate on this scripture. This goes along with allowing the Lord to be the guard around your mind and your heart when it comes to anxiousness and worry and fret and fear. Because fear is going to come. It's going to try to come. It's going to try to get an anchor in our lives, period. And we can get really not good at being fearful. Do you understand what I'm saying? Double negative. We can get
good at not
to
being.
Be experts at being in peace. But it takes a different way we think about this now. Partly the way we change our thinking is how we meditate on the truth. So here's a picture that I have, and let me share this with you. When I meditate on 1 Peter 2:24, who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree. First, I have a picture in my mind. I've got my eyes closed. And I have a picture in my mind of Jesus, bloodied, unrecognizable, pulp, hanging on the cross. Blood draining, dripping. I mean, scattered and splattered everywhere. The thorns stuck in His head, beaten in. Nails, excruciating pain. But I have a picture of this. I see it in my mind. And I see that in me, all the sins that I had that were a part of my life, the iniquity, the evil that I did, that I thought, that I allowed in some ways to consume me, like a pipeline from me to Jesus, flowing out of me, flowing in every one, as there's a name with each one, flowing out of me and right into Him. And I'm forgiven. For Himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, the old man is gone. That part of me is now dead. Might live in eternal life and live in healing and health and righteousness and peace and joy. Might live for righteousness, because of righteousness, by whose stripes. And I want to stop there for a minute, because at the same point, I can look at the same picture and see the cuts from the whip and the exposed bone on his body, and see and think about all of my disabilities and sickness flowing in this pipeline from me to him. They're not mine anymore. And I let them go. And I watched them go. Their names, I let them go. They're flowing right down the pipeline, right into him. By whose stripes? Not my stripes, but his. I was healed. And I see the healing power of God flowing back through that pipeline into me and finishing all of it. Now that's what I think about when I'm sitting there with the Word and I'm thinking about the peace of God that passes all understanding, guarding my heart, my mind through Christ Jesus, or dealing with fear. Number one, fear is always fear of death, because we're going to die. We're all going to die. We're going to slip out of this body. If you ever talk to anybody or understood what happens in a near-death experience, it's so easy. It's so easy. We slip out. It's just the getting to that point is what we're afraid of. That's where the fear comes in. But ultimately, underneath everything is the fear of death, or something crippling or debilitating that, or painful that takes us to that point. That's bottom line, what we're all afraid of. We all operate out of. If you look at the fruit of the tree, that comes from, honestly, the fear, or fear of death. So there's a lot more to this. I'm not going to go into it right now. We have conquered, the fear of death has been conquered for us. And no matter what, this transition for all of us is easy. When you understand that, it takes a lot of the fear out of anything we face. And everything that we face has already been dealt with. It's just, the what if is, okay, it really is, how do I walk this through to your promises? How do I do that? Once you know what you have in him. Okay, I'm getting way off the track here. But seeing ourselves, the transition in us, it's not just by his stripes I was healed. Okay, but what does that really mean to every one of us? We can say it. We can parrot it, because that's most of the time what happens. You know what a parrot does, right? I'm just saying what I've been taught. That's just it. I don't really know what it means, because it has no meaning to me. It just means, okay, I was healed. And then we're trying to grab hold of the truth without any depth in our own self. And that's where people falter and fail. We forget, or we don't recognize, or we don't believe it, or we don't realize it, and we don't understand it because we don't think about things. We just parrot, or we just take some things in. It's just like our authority that we have in Jesus Christ. You know, Luke 10:19 is one of my favorite scriptures. You all know that one? It's about our authority. Behold, I give you the authority to trample serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall... No, in the Greek it means nothing. Shall by any means hurt you. That is sickness and disease and demonic attacks if you understand your authority. Where do you get your authority from? Where does it come from? Think about these things. Where does it come from?
Being in Christ.
Pardon?
Being in Christ.
Being in Him. Everything comes from being in Him. Everything we have comes from being in Him and He in us. Everything. The whole shebang. The whole package. The whole aspect of God's grace to us. All the ability. All the power. All the Holy Spirit. All the gifts. All the healings. All the prosperity. All the righteousness comes from being in Him. And you only get in Him when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a part of this. So, in saying these things, you get your authority from being in Him. Now, it's all throughout the Word, right? Our authority that we have. I'm not going to go into all this right now. So when you speak to yourself, or you speak to, like we're going to speak to John, and I expect healing. I speak to myself, and sometimes it's a battle because the pain or the issue is getting in the way of my clarity or my it's getting in the way. It's impounding in on my thoughts, and I have to tackle it like a football player tackling somebody running with the ball. But I have to tackle that in me at times too. Don't think this is just a piece of cake all the time for everybody. Just go. We just walk through this, all of us. I don't care who you are, because I know stuff about, you know, the big shots that you don't know. Don't think that we all just sail through really easily and you all peons don't really get it, but you'll get it if you stick with it. Don't think like that, because it's not true, all right? The reality is we all face stuff, and it's our success is not measured on all the time on our testimonies or how great we are and what we believe and our faith stand. I mean, that is very much a part of this. But our success is based on sticking to it, not quitting, not giving up, and growing in faith and understanding of grace and applying it and continuing to see more results. Now, that's what's happened with me, because I've been doing this for a long time. You called me an expert. I'm no expert. But what I have, I know. And I know that I know that I know. And it's proved out, proved out, proved out, proved out, proved out, proved out, proved out.
And you've done it more than 200 times.
I've done it a lot. So this is a part of this. Yes, sir.
Could I just kind of speak to where the difference might be in some people?
Please.
He's taken the time to listen to the Word, not just read the Word as a recipe book. But as he says, focus on that Word, allow it to get in and be part of you so that God can speak to you through that Word. A lot of times we hear, we'll get your healing scripture, so we go and we look up a bunch of healing scriptures and we start speaking those over ourselves instead of taking time to meditate on that Word and let God speak specifically through those words, which
Amen.
Are those words that are for you. Because then you're just, what you're doing then is you're trying to use the Word as a recipe book instead of a personal relationship. And God's never going to let even His Word become a stumbling block to that personal relationship. Mm-hmm. That Word is there to get you to Him, so you can hear Him and His specific Word through those words. And that's where faith will be today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Now, my confession has been to live in divine health the rest of my life till the day that the Lord called me home, not go home sick. And I'm not gonna. And neither are you. And neither are you, and neither are you, and neither are you. But how do we do this? That's part of this understanding, and that's why we're having conversation today. This isn't a monologue, but it's like, how do we do this? I mean, in reality, if you hang in there and you do these things that we're talking about today, you're going to see success. You are. And it will always be the big bang happening, you know, the instant huge miracle. And there's a lot of little things that lead up to that. Most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. And there's a lot in when you pray for somebody where their faith is at. I've had people that I refuse to pray for. They like dared me to get them healed. You know what? I'm not going to pray for you. I'm not going to waste my time. You just go get the Word. I've had people, what? You didn't? No. Why would I? not going to do that. John, you want prayer today?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, really?
Yes.
Okay. Do you intend to be well?
Yeah.
Good. Because you will be.
Okay.
Okay? There's nobody that's out of line with this. Atheist, Baptist, I mean, nobody. If they want to be well. Right?
Right.
So you lay your hands on him, and it's not your performance either. It's who he is in you. It's never. I've prayed for people when I have not felt like praying for them. I mean, I'm telling you, I have felt like less than zero of any desire to pray for people. Tired, shot, just like, oh, Lord, I just want to go home or whatever. I'm not saying this is all the time, but that's a part of this. And watched God do the most amazing, supernatural, miraculous thing, because it's not me. Watch Jesus and the Holy Ghost move, because I'm just a vessel, like all of us. It's not based on how you feel. It's based on who you are in Him and willing to reach out. Okay? The other day, or a couple weeks ago, when Blake was, his back was hurting, and you know, I haven't done this in a long time, and I said, stick your legs out, let me see it. I measured them, and he went, well, he said, yeah, I know one's shorter. And I said, well, Holy Spirit, we take care. And while I was talking, his leg went, all right. And he felt it, and he watched it, and his eyes got big, and he went, wow, I can feel it. And he got up, and he said, I said, how's your back? And he said, better. There's still a little twinge. Well, let's just get rid of it. Let's just get rid of it. And we did, you know, because of
who he is.
Who he is. That's right. And that's what he wants, right? That's his will. Now, coming back to autoimmune sicknesses and diseases, lots of times they come from a negative arena of how we think about us, mm-hmm. rather than the truth of the word.
And with anxiety.
Yeah. And what's happening is, in times like that, not every time, but a lot of times, is that our bodies are working to agree with us, to destroy us. They're saying, you don't like yourself, or you don't think much of yourself, or you don't agree with the word and the truth of the word, and I'm going to help you to destroy you. Self-hatred, bitterness, offenses, things like that are all part of this too. A lot of times where arthritis and rheumatism come from are unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, self-hatred, rejection, those kind of things. And the body says, and it turns inward, the body says, I'm going to help you hurt you because you feel like you deserve it and you want to. I mean, we don't really want to, but we want to because of the internal things that are happening in our hearts, which is too much to go into today. Okay? There's lots and lots and lots and lots of things that go on in us that make us tick. It's why it's necessary to get the truth of the Word so it supersedes everything. And if you meditate on the Word, Philippians 4:8, whatever's noble, true, righteous, and it goes on, right?
Think on those
things. Well, what is all those things? What are all those things? What encapsulates that whole scripture and the things that we think on, we meditate on? Paul says, meditate on these. But we are in Jesus Christ, the authority that we have, the fact that we're healed, and seeing these things, and what he did for us and delivered us from our own efforts and works. Rosie and I were at a funeral yesterday, and there was a little lady who was a believer, and she prayed. She said, can you pray for me? Actually, she would tell me about all her ailments. I said, well, can I pray for you? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I said, listen, I'm going to tell you, you agree with healing? I see it. You agree with healing? I mean, that God wants you well, and Jesus has already healed you? Oh, yeah. I said, now, do you want to be well? And she said, no, I want to go home. I said, oh, okay, well, that's easy.
And she said, but I want to stay for my grandkids. Okay, we're going to talk out of both sides of our mouth. What do you want to do? She said, do you want to stay or do you want to go? I almost said, you know, when I pray for people and they want to go, I said, they go. I didn't say it. And she said, no, I want to stay. I said, okay, and I'm going to speak to your heart. Because her heart was giving her problems and had been. Now, I said, can you expect to be better? Yeah. Now, whether she really does or not, I don't know. It was a real short lesson. But you download what you can, right? Stand up, John. What's your leg is it? Okay, and where's the pain normally?
Usually my foot, ankle area.
Foot and ankle, is it right now? So just walk a little bit. Put some pressure on it.
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a scripture you're standing on yet?
No, I can't think of anything.
I want you to get one. That's your assignment, okay? Put your hands out of your pockets.
Okay.
Come here, Rob, will you? You know who you are in Jesus. John, stand right here.
Okay.
Right ankle, right foot, bursitis pain comes and goes with inflammation. Close your eyes. John, close your eyes. And just agree, I'm going to agree with, in your heart. Just say, you know what? I expect this. I expect change today. Okay? I expect it right now. Go get him, Tiger.
Speak life and healing over John in Jesus' name. I command all sickness and pain to leave, every demonic attachment to be broken and go in Jesus' name. Leg be healed, ankle be healed, foot be made whole in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Now, did you expect change?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, put your hand down there again because I'm going to add one more thing here. Okay, I'm going to put my hand on yours. And in Jesus' name, inflammation, get out.
Mm.
Get out now in Jesus' name. Stay out. And all those little sandpaper feelings and that are hit the nerves, I command you with Rob to be broken. To be broken up, dissolved, and you get out. And now the diagnosis of bursitis, we break you and we reject you from this moment on in Jesus' name. And Lord, we command this ankle, foot, leg to be whole right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. Wow, you're moving in there right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You feel anything going on there, Rob?
I feel some muscle. Quite a bit.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, it's going.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Good job. Praise God. That's what we expect, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Class is over. Thanks, everybody.